friends from college, talking about what's new with Los Angeles Clippers. There's always so much to discuss. Let's jump right in. It's LA Clips Forum.
Hey, Clippers.
It's LA Clips Forum with Jesse and Brian.
Welcome to the LA Clips Forum. My name is Brian Andrew. I have Jake Barnes filling in for Jesse again. He's a little under the weather. Hope he's doing all right. How you doing, Jake?
Not too good, bro. I'm actually very upset. I know I'd be on here trying to spill that positive stuff, but I am absolutely not okay.
I even gave you like an hour to
I'm like drinking and it's the weekday. Well, no.
All right. So I'm not really a math guy, you know, I'm not a stats guy, but let's run. If you have three dog shit games in your first five games of playoffs, you're most likely gonna be down 3-2. So it's pretty, today was a little embarrassing. I'll put it to you. Like, I usually, it's just ever since Kawhi went out, I don't know, you could tell me if I'm wrong. There's this willingness that we want Kawhi and Harden to do the unthinkable and get us to advance, and then we'll take it from there kind of thing. But then there's also this feeling of just where me as a Clipper fan, I'm not speaking on behalf of other people, we're over it, just end it, and let us tackle these issues in the offseason. Paul George wants to go to Orlando or Philly. He goes to Orlando or Philly. If Harden wants to sign somewhere else, he can. If we find a way to ship Kawhi, we do it. You know, it's Ty could go coach the Lakers. Ty could do whatever the hell he wants. So I catch myself in these moments of just like, I don't want to give Luka the satisfaction of winning a series against us. It would be really cool, at least in the 2-1-3 era, consolation prize, loser mentality, I guess you could say that about me. I don't care. It's cool that we're not giving Luka his if we were able to win this series. But, man, it's Kyrie, George, both. I mean, Kyrie and Luka are showing up. They didn't even have their best games this game. George and Harden did not show up today. The role players did not show up today. Coaches did not show up today. I'm surprised the fans showed up today. I don't know if you want to take any of those things and run with it. Yeah,
I mean, first and foremost, you know, the guys that are getting paid the most money are not showing up. Like you said, Luka had his game. I think, you know, last podcast we talked about Luka having the Luka game, and he had it 14 for 26. Only 2 turnovers to 10 assists, 7 rebounds, 1 steal, 35 points, and only 39 minutes. Kyrie was not great, but I mean, his pace on the floor and his like energy on defense was amazing too. Derrick Jones, 12 points. I mean, 5 for 7, 2 for 4 from 3 on a minimum contract.
Yeah.
That's huge. Maxi Kleber had a 12 point quarter in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. And he ended up with 15 points. Jaden Hardy had 14 points in 5 garbage minutes. I mean, you look at the roster up and down, and they just completely outperformed us. Zoo and PG led their team with 15 points apiece. I mean, for Zubats only to have 25 minutes in this game is malpractice. You know,
yeah,
like
I don't know what was up with that.
And I know last podcast I was talking about Zoo and the over rotating and overcompensating on defense, but I mean, Mason is, I hate to say it, but he's unplayable.
We made the point also that you're either damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't with Zoo kind of thing. Like, he has to play. We yeah. just want Zoo to play better, mm-hmm. but we need him on the court.
And you know, we go to PG and we'll get to PG and Harden. Like, we'll have their own little section for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrence at only 31 minutes. Norm at only 24 minutes. I mean, Westbrook was 15 minutes, negative 13, 2 for 11 with a turnover and no assists.
So when are we going to start having the Rondo conversation about Russell?
Yeah. I mean, Amir Coffey with 26 minutes, only 3 points, 1 for 6, 1 for 4 from three, one turnover, zero assists. Look, when we get just down to it, like I always, when I talk to my friends about basketball, I always tell them, you know, it's a math game. You can kind of dictate where the game is going. I mean, an eye test, right? But also, if you're looking at the box score, and usually the team that shoots and makes the most threes win in 2024. Does
For
that
the
make
most
sense?
part, yeah.
For the most part, like, you know, you have to have the spacing to make it happen. But Dallas is not a great 3-point shooting team. 14 for 39, 36%. We shot 9 for 35 from three. The crazy thing about it, Kleba had what, 5 threes on his own, and we had nine. And like, it's complete malpractice. The Russ Mason minutes with whoever shares the floor with them, no spacing on the floor. You're playing 3-on-5 on offense, especially if you're not integrating Russ as a ball screener. But why would you integrate Russ as a ball screener if Mason's on the floor? What, you're just going to leave him in the dunker spot? It just makes no sense.
It's funny too, because me and you were chatting during the game, and you were like, "Look, Dallas is shrinking the floor," which we all saw that they did. And it's funny because in that moment, you just look up for a second, and you're like, "Then why is Russ in the game with?" I think it was Zoo. Then it was Mason. It's just like if they're shrinking the floor, then we need more shooters out there. And I understand not everyone's hitting their shots, but maybe eventually they could get in the rhythm.
Yeah.
Amir didn't have a great game. Norm hasn't had a great series, but. You know, it's just like you put more shooters on the court, you know, maybe some things will happen. You make them, you know, you make them unshrink the paint a little bit, make them, and then you start opening lanes for Harden and Paul George and stuff like that. So even Russ, you could open a lane for Russ if they, you know, you unshrink the floor a little bit. So it's, yeah, it's like some of the coaching decisions, some of the rotations, and you start to. Like you said, we'll get into the stars, and yeah, the stars didn't show up. We're not going to give them a pass here. But it's also one of those things where it's like, all right, when you look at Dallas, it seems like, you know, it's Kyrie and Luka running the show, and, you know, it stands on like if, you know, they're having a bad game, then Dallas is usually having a bad game. Same thing with our team. But they're getting Kleba. Open shots and he's knocking him down. PJ Washington had that good game too. You know, like they're Dallas is getting help from other people. And I don't know, who would you say is the third best player on the team right now, or the third most? It's probably Zoo. You know, Adam Oslin brought it up to us on Twitter, but he doesn't come with his own flaws this series. You know, the drop coverage stuff is driving me nuts.
And that's why I also blame the coaching for
Yeah, absolutely.
nest like it's just unnecessary. Some of it is unnecessary, but you know.
And then, like, you would think, like, with Kawhi out, Norm should be stepping up, you know, maybe Amir Coffey. It's just you go down that roster and you're just like, man, I need, like, who can Ty put in? And it's just like, he flirted with the PJ thing in the third quarter, and then I don't know if PJ sparked that, or just in general of Ty just trying something new sparked something. But we went on a little run until Mason speared who was it? Was it Green?
He speared Russ speared Luka, right? Going down at the rim.
Oh, he did that one, and then like Mason Plumlee on the 4-point play at the end of the third. Was that Green? I don't know, whatever.
In the corner for the corner three.
So that just kind of stalled momentum. Then we came out the fourth quarter, came out flat, you know, and then Ty Lue just sits our guys for the last part of the game. And then, you know, our dude, like, you know, Bones came in, looked well good. And I'm at the point of like, Bones, why not Bones? Why not? I'm not gonna sit here and say I think Bones is going to make the difference in this series. But if you're looking for an energy guy off the bench who at least could possibly make a shot, it's Bones over Russ right now. But just because of, you know, locker room politics and stuff like that, I don't think we're going to see that. But what do you got to lose in game six? But yeah.
I mean, well, Brian, I mean, I think, like, first of all, and this is all reactionary. The game ended like an hour ago, but I'm just kind of, going at it. Why are we saving these guys' legs? Like, first of all, the
Oh,
tickets were
yeah.
like $400 to $500 in the 100 section. Okay. I was looking at them. The fans that show up to this game deserve more than what is given to them. I mean, and strictly, like, this podcast is for the fans, by the fans, and, like, bro, they just deserve more. They deserve more. Like, we can't go out here and be putting up these stinkers. And there's a lot of quotes that came out. Ty Lue came out with quotes. Paul Zhu. It can't just be. It's Paul said, like, it's uncharacteristic of the team, but it's very characteristic.
It's actually, I think the most frustrating thing about it is like we've seen this before. I think
Time like
if it was the outlier, we would have been like, all right, cool, we're good for game six. But there's nothing about this game that makes us feel good about game six.
I agree. I think now, like, when I get to, I mean, Reggie Jackson hitting the pick and roll with DeAndre Jordan, like, with the Nuggets playing with nobody and we had everybody, it's like that kind of stuff is on brand for us. And I just think it literally comes down to our guys that are making money are not showing up. They're just not showing up, bro. And Zoo is outplaying his contract, great, but Norman Powell, the stars, we have what, $45 million on the bench right now. Like we have an, I mean, this year at least, all NBA player on the bench sitting there, and I think it's kind of concerning and kind of, I don't want to say like the word heartbreaking because that's like it's such a trash word to use, or over exaggerated word. But it's really like, it's upsetting that, like, these guys can't get out there and just be like, you know what? I'm going to just grab the bull by the horns and go out shooting. Go out. Just saw Jalen Brunson put up 35 shots.
No, I agree. It's
Like,
like, yeah.
even if you miss, like, it, but this is why I always come back to, well, they were kind of unprepared. I was telling you guys, like, they seem unprepared because we're playing 3 of 5 on offense. Dallas obviously has game plan for it. And you can make the case right now that Russ is kind of playing 6 on 4.
Yeah,
He's playing for the Mavericks, like, on offense,
he yeah. He's not whatever, if there is even a game plan, and I think that's doubtful. Well, okay, I'm not gonna disrespect the whole process. Obviously, there's a game plan.
Right.
Lou is a professional coach. Like you say what you want about even Darvin Ham. It's like Darvin Ham had a game plan. It's just, are you executing it? Are you sticking to it? Are you adjusting to it? When X player gets 2 fouls in the first quarter, what's your adjustment to that? And then what's your plan B? And it doesn't feel like Ty Lue is adjusting. And it's crazy because Ty Lue is 10 times the coach Jason Kidd is, but I just feel like Jason Kidd, this entire series, has just made simple, obvious adjustments from things he saw in the previous game. And just making that tweak and that adjustment in the game, like, shrinking the paint. Like we've struggled in game two and three when the paint's been shrinking. He went away from that a little bit in game four. He shrank it again. So, like Harden just doesn't, manipulate the defense like you did in that fourth quarter. And what we've kept on saying is like, hey, they're going to adjust to that. Like, now you need to adjust to the adjustment. And it just does not seem, and the thing is, like, it just, like we've heard some people say, it's just like it feels like we're trying to out talent them. But to be honest, we're not the more talented team now that Kawhi's sitting. So I don't, it's like, I don't want to like talk in circles here. So I don't, do you want to move on to Paul George and Harden?
Yeah, let's start with Paul George. I mean, it was to me probably worse than the 7-point game, considering the circumstances that we tied it up, brought it back home, and he was just on a heater the last game. But beyond all that stuff, and I know it's going to sound like an excuse, if you've played the game or coached the game, I know, I'm sure people in here play or coach or whatever, like, when you have non like spacers on the floor, and the paint gets shrunk. I mean, you can literally see sometimes PG waiting for the defense to see what they're gonna do because the paint is so clogged. As soon as he gets to the middie or he gets to the rim, the paint clogs up and he just dishes out. Like, it's an obviously unprepared team that wasn't ready to compete. With that being said, he could have also simplified his game like he did to get those two threes back to back. Ball screen, pull up. Ball screen, pull up. You know, we didn't run one elbow action for him. Derrick Jones is guarding him well, face guarding him. He's on him. He's in it, all in his jersey. But it doesn't change the fact that the team does seem unprepared. It looks like, oh, we're going to post up Zoo to get an easy two. But while the floor is being shrunk, I mean, Dallas is going to live with that. Dallas is going to live with Zubats getting his easy twos over and over and over. Because at the end of the day, their stars are just outplaying our stars. It's really that simple.
It
Like,
is.
it, yeah, the game, it's no mistake that the games that, you know, Harden and PG had 20 plus, we won. It's no mistake. You know, it's no mistake. Game one, PG went out to close. He closed the game. He closed it last game. Harden closed it with him last game too. There's no mistake. I think that, like, we just have a serious level of like unpreparedness and intensity that's not brought onto the team. The way these guys are just going up and down the court, you feel the lackadaisical effort. And I hate to call it that, but it's not fair to the it's just not fair to the fans. Like, I don't know, you know, to people watching, spending their money, all that.
And we could all point it to like the elephant in the room, which is Kawhi, but I feel like we got Harden for these reasons, and it just like you said, like it's poor game planning. They were unprepared. It felt like they were like, oh, we're gonna eat them like we did, and I do expect them to have a different game plan going into game six. But we lost game five. You know, it's like we cut off the nose to save the face. It's just like, okay, well, like we're at this point now. Like you said, like why are we saving the legs for? And I expect Paul George to play better. It just sucks that like Harden and Paul George did not show up tonight. And I'm not gonna let James Harden slide either. You know, like he showed up to some of these games, he's disappeared for others, and I feel like even if Ty Lue's game plan's not working, I think we put a lot of stock in James Harden able to adjust, see the court differently, and it just seemed like it even threw him off a little bit how much they shrunk the court and like you know and. It's just like when your 3-point shot's not falling either, it's just like then it makes you feel like because like you know like if your 3-point shot's not falling, then you try to get in the paint, you try to get some easy ones, but Dallas just basically took away the easy ones, and that's why like not to go not to like I know we're but it's like that's why you kind of need Norm to step up, you know he needs to he.
Yeah, got to, bro.
He needs his 12-point quarter. You know, you need to take the grab because, like, what the Dallas defense is doing is basically they're shrinking the court. They're trying to have players like Terrence Mann and Amir Coffey and Norman Powell and Russell Westbrook that rotation to make open shots. And Terrence has occasionally. He actually did start this game off pretty well. And then. They're basically having Zoo in the post, and they're not making it easy on him, you know, either down there. And then basically all the attention is on George and Harden. And so like they're switching, and when they do switch, basically they switch onto a decent defender. I'm not going to call Luka a good defender. I'm not going to call Kyrie a good defender, but you know, they do bring certain elements that can make some things difficult. Luka's a big body. You're gonna put his shoulder into Luka. Luka's not gonna move much. You gotta beat Luka by getting past Luka. With Kyrie, he's a little faster. He He might reach for something, but he's going to be able to adjust and get back in front of you real quick. So you got to be able to, when you get past him, you got to make a decision. You can't hesitate. And then we have players like Terrence and Amir who sometimes hesitate. Amir hesitates a little less. But Dallas did a damn good job taking the two best players out of the game. And then, so that's why it's like this weird circle is I don't want to talk into it. It's just like that's where players like Norman Powell need to step up and Terrence Mann and Amir Coffey and everyone. And, you know, if Zoo is the third best player or the most important player, I would argue he's the third most important player in the series. Then like all these players need to step up. And, but I also think like the team just, I'm not going to say tired physically. I think they're tired mentally. They're tired of having to step up for players like Kawhi being out.
And I mean, that's something that people don't talk about. Something people don't talk about. I think that it takes a toll, especially for guys like PG. I know there's going to be people out there that are going to be like, well, he makes $50 million, he doesn't have a say. Like, end of the day, the Clippers franchise player is not available.
The team was constructed for the big three plus the next five guys, the next five or six guys.
Asking everybody basically to play a level above that they should be playing. And it's funny because you just go back to the box score. We had the same amount of shot attempts. We shot four less threes, pretty much the same amount of free throws. We had a couple more turnovers. We had zero blocks in this game. I mean, it's just horrendous, bro. Like it reminded me a lot of game three, just like how like kind of back and forth and lackadaisical it looked, and like
No
that
urgency.
panicky feeling that they get. But I do feel like these guys, James Harden, Paul George, I mean, they're going into game six. I may be like, people might cook me for this, but I do think they're gonna go out there and leave it all on the floor. Because there's no other option. The one thing that would piss me off, put me over the oh, over the red over the ledge over the cliff, is that we're losing, we're getting blown out, and Ty Lue pulls these guys with seven.
Oh, the season's over. If he does that.
I mean, listen, dude, listen, bro. Paul George last game 43 minutes, James Harden 40 minutes. I don't care, bro. How much we're down. I mean, games are lost in the details, in the small minutes that guys are on and off the floor, and whether we had, well, granted, when we got that 4-point play where Mason tackled Josh Green, it was a 16-point game or something like that. There was a little bit of momentum going, but it's just like little things like that. Minuscule players, big time players, anything makes a difference in a series. Ask the Lakers what just happened with Denver. If Spencer Dinwiddie goes out there and misses a three, clanks, and Denver goes down and shoots a three, and they win the game by 4 points, there you go.
Like these
Makes a
playoff
difference.
game these playoff games like the swings are what really for example 16 point game Mason Plumlee tackles it. If he makes it he makes it right but let's just say he doesn't right we get the rebound we come back and then we go into the fourth quarter down 13 14 points
Changes everything.
that
Like,
changes everything that's a 7 point difference there.
and I'm not saying they're going to come back, but you give yourself a fighting chance, an opportunity to make a run, just like Dallas did at home. They were down 31 and took a lead.
You're giving your fans what the money they paid for by making the game, you know, even if it stays at 10 points, you can never get over that hump. That means you're still playing until about 2 to 3 minutes left in the game, you know, so yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, we stopped icing the ball screen. We stopped blitzing Luka at times. We're playing him just like going under the screen at times on Luka. I don't understand. I don't know if they're tired. I don't know if they're, but like I said, this is on brand. Grizzlies, like off the top of my head, right? The Grizzlies, the Nuggets, the
And just to throw this out there to get off the court a little bit. When I saw that billboard today,
Oh, yeah.
I just felt like that was a bad omen. And I know the Clippers didn't have anything to do about it. They even issued a statement saying, like, they have respect to Dallas and they had nothing to do with this. But like that's the type of stuff that's like I'm pretty damn sure when we go to Dallas, there's gonna be a billboard that says like LA to Cancun or something. It's just like those things that like the Clippers don't need. Like we're already, I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if it's a 2-2 series or whatever. We are now officially the underdog because Kawhi's not there.
I
And
mean,
we don't need that energy. Like
like the second that he left, we were the underdog. I mean, there was people picking Dallas even before he was ruled out.
right.
You
And
know, I
the front running BS needs to stop. Like we're not we're playing to basically try to get as much of this season as possible before we're eliminated by someone, whether it's Dallas, whether it's OKC, whether it's Denver, whether it's Boston. We're trying to get the most out of the season at this point because Kawhi's not coming back. So, and even if he did, it may even hurt the team if he did at this point. So, we're just trying to get the most out of this season as possible, something to hold on to, maybe even going to next year. And game five is a slap in the face to that.
absolutely. I just, man, bro. I mean, it's the last game at like crypto.com or Staples Center or whatever, and
Yeah.
the last Clipper game there, and I just feel like this is, I don't know, it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I well, pause, but like, you get me, like it's kind of weird. It's just a weird game. Like
Yeah.
it's an outlier of the crappy seasons that we've had. It's just,
Yeah, and it's just we're here, and it like I said, like we're either going to push us as far as Harden and George want to take us, or we're just gonna end this season, and then moves are going to be made. And I feel like we've been saying that for a lot of off seasons, but there are decisions this off season. Like in the past, there wasn't decisions to be made. Right? It was, are we trading a guy or we're not trading a guy? There are decisions to be made. Paul George can leave. There was reports today that now Orlando's interested. Philly's been on the table for a minute, and we all know that I'm pretty sure Paul George would probably want to stay on the West Coast. So there's that element as well. I know he wants to win a championship. Harden also wants to win a championship. There's decisions that are going to have to be made. And to be honest, what the Clippers decide to do with Kawhi is also going to affect those other decisions. We were here in game four, saying like, oh man, I think we could rock with Paul George and Harden, F Kawhi basically. And now we're leaving game five, like, oh, we don't want any of them. So this is such an up and down series, such an up and down situation. It's so fluid that I think like game six will determine something as well. Like what, maybe we want to keep Harden, maybe we don't want to keep, whoever, it's, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure the fans realize. I'm pretty sure the organization realizes. I'm pretty sure Steve Ballmer realizes. Although maybe a championship is out the window, these games still matter for the future of this team.
absolutely. It's these games. I mean, this is what they play for all year, to get to this spot. I mean, that's why I'm so confused. Like, all year you guys spent 82 games, and they played a lot of them this year, you know what I'm saying, to get this. And it's just a shame, bro. I there's just no words. I have no words for it. I have zero to say. Like, show some fervor, some heart, some energy. Like,
Right.
put it out, like put it all out there. There's no reason why we should be down 30 at home, And here's another thing too. Our fans, like this fan base that we have right now, like I said, there's such an educated fan base, especially everybody that interacts online. But man, bro, like our home court is just struggling. It
Oh, it
just
is.
struggles.
And I do feel like if you ask the Clippers or deep down, they would ask for game seven to be in Dallas.
I feel like that too, honestly. Like,
Yeah. There's something about them being on the road. I don't know, maybe they're just too comfortable at home. Maybe, spending a night in their own bed makes it, I don't know, like they show up to the game unprepared. I don't know what it is. but they're better on the road.
Like, I just don't understand, bro. Like, we're so wishy-washy at home that.
Yeah.
But it's also like they just don't give our fans anything to cheer for either. So, I mean,
That's
what
true.
can
And to be honest with you,
I say about that, you know?
and I'm gonna be and there's no such thing as moral victories, but you know, there is some things as like, you know, bullshit defeats. This didn't have to be a 30-point game, and I think that's really frustrating for me too.
Yeah, bro.
Like
It's
they bent they took Harden and George out. They probably couldn't have got it under 20, and I understand that doesn't change the outcome of the game, but it may make the if they maybe get something clicking, they make get something going, maybe that's some oh maybe that could work for game six, or you know, or at least get the fans thinking that, you know, game six isn't just like, you know, the apocalypse and now the season's gonna end, you know, like it's, you know, there's still like I guess an intangible thing you're playing for at that point. So you just took him out of the game, and I get like I guess Ty's just gonna throw away the game plan or whatever, and then try to start something new for game six. But I also don't think he will. So like, what's the point of taking him out? So.
So, you know, I mean, I guess we'll get to it. So, game six,
Yeah.
right? This what 6 p.m. game, I think, or 5 p.m. game.
Probably five. Let me check.
First of all, I'm gonna ask you, win or lose, what do you think?
I feel like we could win, but it's like I feel like we could win. It's not that I think we will win. You know, it's I feel like we could win.
After seeing everything, all series, everything.
Honestly, I we'll win. I honestly think my thing is I think we could go into game six and win it, but I don't like our chances in game seven then. You know what I mean? It's I do feel like Harden and George are going to show up, even if it doesn't mean they play well. I think shots are gonna be taken. I think they're gonna try to make something happen. You know, they're gonna try. I think Paul George is certainly gonna try.
Right.
But I'm not comfortable with it. There is a part of me that's just like, you know, if you guys don't want to be here, then just let it end now. But I don't know. How about you?
Well, considering that the betting line is negative 7.5 for Dallas. And they got us at a plus 230. Probably gonna say lose, bro. It's almost similar to the Nuggets Lakers odds.
I think if you it depends on the Clippers come out.
Now, my thing is though, if they go out here, like, look, if they go out here and they lose, and Paul George put up 25 to 30 shots, and James Harden put up 20 to 30 shots, and we go out swinging.
It's
I say,
And
bro?
I think that's what we I'm not saying that obviously we want results, but I do think there's that level of like we did game five and it's a close game in the fourth quarter. Dallas maybe pulled it away at the end and we lost maybe by 12 points or say what, you know. I think it would be like, damn, all right, cool. We just need to work on this, and this, and we could take them in game six. There's nothing to take away from game five that makes me think that we'll be ready for game six. The only thing I could think of would be I'm expecting that Harden and Paul George will be better. And if they're not better, at least they're shooting more. So, like, we can't, I just, we can't depend on trying to get in the paint and throwing a lob up to Mason Plumlee and have him bring it back down and try to bring it back up. Same thing with Zoo. We can't depend on trying to get in the paint and have PG dish it out to Terrence Mann or Russell Westbrook for a three. Like, these two guys just need to shoot more. They just need to put shots up. And I don't give a shit if they're 0 for 10, 0 for 9. I'd rather have them go 0 for 10, 0 for 9 than have Russell go 0 for 6. So That's what needs to happen. Now, I'm expecting that, and maybe some of the shots will go in. I'll be honest with you. If I'm a Dallas fan too, let's just be real. Their players, after a win, they come in a little bit overconfident and front running a little bit, and they've showed up to some games unprepared.
I agree.
And Jason Kidd has not been, Phil Jackson out there either.
I agree.
So I wouldn't be surprised if like, oh cool, we shrunk the floor in game five and it worked. And then all of a sudden we go 6 for 10 from three to start the first quarter, and then they go into panic mode, And as long as you limit Kyrie from making his run, then I think you have a chance, So I think Lou is just gonna have, everything you've worked for this season, everything you saved in your sleeve, you need to bring it out in game six. It's the last one. Who cares about game seven? Game seven doesn't exist until you win game six.
Right.
Which brings me to, we're not gonna end this podcast without talking about him. PJ Tucker. Does he play game six?
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to take the coward's way out. I did a poll. The poll so far on this podcast, let's lighten the mood up a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
So far, I asked, all right, Clipper fans, are these meaningful PJ minutes? Because PJ did play in this game, and me and you had a back and forth where I was like, this is not meaningful minutes. We're down 24 in the third quarter. Like Ty Lue's not bringing him in to like do something here. He's just bringing him in because he's trying something out of his ass. So Clipper fans have said, yeah, like I got 37% for yes by the Primo jersey, and I got 63% said no, it's a 20 plus point game. It's a 20 plus game. So I'm gonna take the coward's way out. I'm not gonna buy the jersey. But well, there's still 24 hours. Who knows? Maybe we'll get enough votes over 24 hours. I will honor the poll. But tomorrow, or not tomorrow, or whatever game five is, or game six, I mean, PJ Tucker goes in the game in the second quarter, and it's like a 12-point game. That counts as meaningful minutes, and I'll have to buy the jersey. And I do think I'm just buying myself time about 2 or 3 days. Because I think PJ is gonna play in that game. I'm not saying he played Luka okay.
No, I mean, I for what it's worth, like I appreciate his minutes out there.
He,
I don't know if if it's worth anything, but
I don't think it's fair for me to look at all 8 to 9 players in the rotation and say they don't give a shit. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to say any of them. Don't like I think Harden and George give a shit, and I think everyone gives a shit. But it looked like when PJ went in the game, he did give a shit.
Yeah.
And so I think Ty's gonna be I think he's gonna try it. And I think he's gonna try it in like the second quarter or maybe in a stint in late in the first. And those will be meaningful minutes because the game will be somewhat close. So I'm gonna have to buy the jersey then. But yeah, what adjustments do you think Ty is going to make in game six?
The first thing he has to do is if he's going to play Russ this much, he has to make him a ball screener. Has to get him in the short role going and has to have him make a decision. He has to. It's like imperative that because he just can't have this dude sitting in the corner and making him play 4 on 5. It's just impossible to do. Because even when he catches it in the corner, he shoots it. He's going to shoot it.
Oh yeah.
So he's not driving and looking for anything. He's shooting it. So I mean, that's my first thing. My second thing would be Paul George has a small pick and roll with Harden. I'm not saying to pick and roll. I'm more like pick and fade. Come get the other defender. Come get Derrick Jones off of you or PJ Watt, whoever you feels like you can get the advantage on. Come get him. Attack him. Go at him. Go at Kyrie. Go at Luka. We saw Luka put up a little effort today, but at the same time, guys was just off the rhythm. The rhythm was terrible. The energy was terrible. And if I could bet, money on Paul George and Harden taking turns on Luka, I bet it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm pretty confident in that. And I really think we have to win the math game. We have to shoot more threes.
Yeah, we
It's
do.
bro, for what do we have Norman Powell for if he's not getting up five threes a game by
Oh yeah.
himself, five, six threes a game?
He should be shooting almost five and a half.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like that's he plays enough minutes where he should be getting that up.
And in a series particular where we don't have Kawhi, personally, who I want to see on the floor? Zoo, Terrence, Paul, James, Norman. I need to see them on the floor. Like there is no limit. 44 minutes, 45 minutes. It's a do or die game. There is no more time to rest.
I agree.
This could be Norman's last home game that he ever played for us, for all we know. This could be Terrence's. This could be Paul's. This could.
Oh, if we flame out, this should be Norman's last game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I get what you're saying.
Know what I'm saying? And it's just like, we're going to go away. You guys want to play under the. I mean, obviously, you guys want to play under the pressure.
Yeah.
So here
Yeah,
we are.
for a team that does not like to make things easier for themselves, they tend to not like it when things are hard. And
The wildest conundrums, bro. Like, I don't.
I'm gonna throw something a little spicy out there. I want to see Ty give Bones a 5 minute stint at the beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah.
And see if it, because I want to see if Jason Kidd could adjust to non-Russ minutes to pro Bones minutes, where the court's officially spaced out.
Right.
And I understand we're gonna probably he Bones might go like a minus seven in that stretch or something of that nature, or I understand that being like maybe at the best he'll break even on a plus or minus, but it's so Jason Kidd sees something different. And I want to see Kidd try to adjust mid-game, and I feel like Ty has not tested Jason Kidd enough in the series, and so I want to see him like I want to see him throw Bones. I actually, yeah, screw it. I want to see him throw PJ in there for a little stint, but you don't. These are now your like 10th, 11th, 12th guys on your bench, so you don't have to. And I'm being real about it. You don't have to give them big minutes. They don't even have to be part of your rotation in the second half.
Right.
But it's just for Jason Kidd to adjust or have something for him to have to keep be mindful of. Also, get rid of the Mason Plumlee minutes and just do Daniel Tice minutes.
I do. You know what? Honestly, like, I just feel like it's already too late for him. Like,
I agree.
I don't know what happened though. Like, what
It's good.
happened? Why did Tice just stop playing? I know he hurt his like finger or hand or something, but or
Yeah, but
hammer.
he,
But why?
but like he's the type of guy though who will, not saying Mason Plumlee is a soft guy because he's not, but Daniel Tice is gonna push around a little bit more in the paint, and I think you might need that a little bit. I think you need someone with a bigger body down there pushing around and not afraid to, I'll be honest with you. Daniel Tice is not afraid to get a poster by Lively on him, but he's gonna fell the shit out of him. like Daniel Tice is not like, and I'll be honest, I'm tired of Mason just being out of position. I'm tired of Zoo getting too frustrated. Like it's the playoffs. It is what it is. I'm not like throwing hate on Zoo. I'm just saying like Daniel Tice minutes. If it doesn't work out, go back to Mason then. But it's game six. Throw everything you can at the wall. Throw different things at Jason Kidd. Throw different things at Luka and throw different things at Kyrie. Because you could say, like, well, you don't want to go too away from the formula too much. Let's be real here. We take out the two Kawhi games, we're still 1-2. I mean, we're up 2-1 or whatever in the non-Kawhi games. But the last one looked like absolute shit. So,
I mean, dude, I'm just looking at these Russ numbers, like, bro, like 11 for 43 from the field goal and 4 for 16 from three. I
yeah,
mean, man, dude, he is struggling, man.
he's
Like,
unplayable, And it's just it's sad. It's
mean, to
just.
be honest, like people told us this, you know, like they told us this, that like when it comes to playing a high level team in the offs, that it was going to be tough for him. And it's just, bro, I don't know what to say. I'm learning.
I put a lot. I'm not actually. I didn't. No, I'll stop there. I would say in February, I put a lot of faith in Ty that he was going to make the right decisions in the playoffs for the best of the team. I feel like once Kawhi got hurt, he's I don't
Oh, yeah.
know. There's just moments where it looks like he stopped coaching, and then there's moments where I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
For sure.
Or, but then sometimes you can't even tell, like, hey, is this Harden and George doing this in spite of Ty, or is this really Ty, you know? And you could put it on Ty why the Dallas Mavericks came back in that game and game, like, keep in mind, like, we're praising game four, but we had a 31-point lead that we almost lost,
Yeah, absolutely.
you know? So, like, we have not, we had a 26-point lead or something like that, 29 or something, and game one, and we almost, well, I'm not saying we almost lost, but you know what I'm trying to say. And then in this game, we look like absolute shit and lost by 30. So, like, it seems like Ty's just not coaching. And it's all fine and good that we're gonna make adjustments in the off season, but it's just it's kind of it's a little horseshitty.
I mean, it's a lot of stubbornness, like a ton of stubbornness. Obviously, he comes from the Doc Rivers school, but I don't even want to go there, you know? I mean, I can't even believe it, bro. It's 11 for 43 or whatever. That's crazy,
I
you
feel
know?
like I'm getting a lot of my frustration out now because I feel like when the series is officially over, I'm not gonna have this feeling of like, oh, like what we could have done. I think it's just gonna have this feeling of like, okay, it's over.
I mean, bro, he's shooting 25% from the field.
From the field, it's not even just 3-point line, the field.
That's from the field, man. I mean, it's a turnover every possession. Like,
Yeah.
you want to put it like that, you know, it's empty possession. I mean, wow. I didn't really look at his numbers until now. This is crazy.
He's unplayable.
Dude, I mean, this is something. But and it's hate I hate the hat that I have to go back to pick on him like that, you know, and be like, oh, well, 11 for 43. But as we just saw with the Denver Nuggets and the Lakers, one role player can really just do it.
And going back to the team, okay, Harden and George are your most important players, and then I guess it's Zoo. I'm not gonna say best, I'm gonna say important. And then there's maybe Norm, but man, but like, who is it after that? No one else has stepped up.
Let me look at Norman Powell real quick before we get off here. I know it's already getting late.
Yeah.
Because Norman was in running for Sixth Man of the Year. And let's see real quick. Well, as I'm looking it up, he is averaging 11 points, three rebounds, and one assist, shooting 43% from the field, but 58% from three.
In this series,
10 for 17 from three right now.
I
Which,
feel like a lot of those have to be empty threes.
well, I mean, he made one today, I think. He had two last game, I think. And he had that 21-point game. I think we
Okay.
lost that one. So he had a 21-point game there. But I mean, in 30 minutes, 11 points with Kawhi being out, 43% of the field. He has what, six turnovers? So basically a turnover a game. I mean, it's not too bad, bro, but it's still got to be more production. You know, it still has to be a little
It's
bit more.
funny too, 'cause like you don't see that on the court. Like the
Oh, yeah.
numbers the numbers you're giving me are a little bit more efficient than I thought, and I'm still like I don't remember seeing
No, the eye test
that.
definitely tells you know, a different than the game. I mean, Terrence, now if you, I feel like Terrence on the court looks great. Like I feel like, you know,
Yeah,
defensive sound. But I mean,
you
look at the numbers though. It's 7 points, four rebounds, 33% from the field,
Yeah.
and 50% from three. He is though 7 for 14 from three. I mean,
Yeah.
so he is
Yeah.
shooting well, but it's just like he's also 9 for 27 from the field in total.
Yeah.
This is before updated numbers of tonight though. before tonight's game five.
Oh, okay.
So, everybody's numbers will update, but like I just think that, man, disappointment isn't a word. I just hope that they go in here on Friday and they just air it out. Air it out, air it out. I always ask them to air it out because I'm like, yo, what do you have to lose, bro? Kawhi's already sitting. The pressure's off. The pressure's off. Maybe internally, there is some pressure. I'm pretty sure we're gonna get a Shams hit piece when we're done with this.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure it's gonna be about PJ leaving. It's gonna be about Ty getting fired. It's
Tons of stuff.
Harden, stuff like that.
Tons of stuff. I'm pretty sure that Shams has it written up already. So everybody buckle up. I know you guys are just as upset as I am, so
I may decide, let's just say game six is where we lose. I may decide to wait a couple hours after that episode, after that game, to see if the Shams
oh, it
piece
comes right
hits.
after. The Shams comes right after, and
Yeah, he pushes enter right when it goes 0-0-0 on the clock. All right.
I mean,
Do you have any more thoughts?
hopefully we win. I want the season to continue. I want it to continue.
I think Harden and PG when they're on is some special basketball, and it would be a shame that, who knows, this could be the last time we ever see it. So.
And I also think I will tell fans, be careful what you wish for. If you want, you guys might want all these guys off the team ASAP, and they might really be off the team next season, and wow, Lord knows what we missed on.
I catch myself even in moments being emotional, thinking like, let's just get everybody off the team, knowing in the back of my head, I'm like, then how would you rebuild without the draft? It's
You just saw the Phoenix Suns owner today basically bite the bullet and was like, oh, our team's fine. He's just like, oh, we're good. We're gonna run it back.
Starting five, they're all coming back. We'll just gonna make some tweaks.
He actually said, I think he said, there are teams in the league that would die to be in the position we are in. He said that.
Yeah, I don't think
Which
so.
I honestly do believe. I do believe that.
Well,
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
like from our perspective too, like some people are saying we are the Suns. I'm like, unless we re-sign Harden and Paul George to this quote, then yeah, then you can say we are the Suns. But until we do that, we actually have a chance to make some moves here to adjust and be a different team next year. A better team, I'm not gonna say that, but a different team.
I mean, these guys that we draft, they have to play, bro. Like Kobe Brown has to play.
Yeah.
Like, but that's a pod for like the off season, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah. So you can find our podcast wherever you find your podcasts. You can find us on X at LA Clips Forum. Go vote on the poll. 24 hours, and maybe I have to buy the Josh Primo jersey, but we'll see. Jake, you have any thoughts before you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we win on Friday. Jake Barnes World on Instagram, and just everybody just enjoy the season, because we don't know if it's ending like now. So yeah.
I think some people are just tired of the season.
No, I mean, I don't even blame them. I mean,
I'll be honest with you, like, just from a fan's perspective, I'm always gonna hold, even though my brain is telling me it's over, my heart will tell me if we win this one and we win the next one, that so it's just like, as a Clippers fan, I'm not gonna root for them to lose.
I mean, that's me
Yeah.
right now. Right now, so
What's
I
up?
can't. That's me right now, so I can't even say anything.
Yeah, like I'm just saying, because like I understand, like, what if we do pull this off? Then we go to OKC, and it's not gonna get any easier then. So it's like, I think I'm just like, as a fan, I'm just taking things one game at a time. One game at a time. And then at the same time, even I'm reflecting on like, oh well, what does this mean now for the future? Like, for example, in game four, we're like, oh, Paul George is gonna get the max, he's gonna do this. And now after game five, we're like, ah, he's probably gonna get the max, but that's probably in Orlando. So it's like one of those things where we're like, oh, okay, but all right, we appreciate you. You guys could be doing anything with your time than hearing us talk about a disappointing Clippers loss. But you are. We appreciate it,
Oh.
Yeah, so, I'm out.
Peace.